are listening to Right Back At Ya, the 2000s pop music podcast where we have fun taking pop music seriously. Hosted by, he'll let you peep inside his stocking if you show him yours, David Lim, and me. I'm too old for the panto, but I'm certainly not too young for the sauce, Joel Babington. Hello, David. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness, JB. You know what? When you were reading that intro, I got a little bit emotional. Aww. Because it just felt like we haven't done this for a minute, right? And I never know what you're saying in that intro bit, which obviously is perfect. But it just caught me for a minute. I was just like, oh, JB, look at us. We are back. We are celebrating Christmas.
Back, baby. Christmas 2022. We are here to celebrate Christmas with each other and with our listeners. How are you doing, Davo? What's been going on?
I'm good. Look, just the same as you, we've had a very busy year. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to our podcast. We just saw the Spotify Wrapped, you know, all those lovely stats that we shared on our socials. And for 910 of you guys to have Right Back At Ya as your top five podcasts across 65 countries, and for us to peak in the top 20, like, that is incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just wanted to say, you know, a big thank you to everyone that's listened to us and supported us this year. It means the world to us. You know, we do this for the love of pop and, you know, we want to share it with you. And it's, you know, it's nothing without you guys. So thank you so much. And David, it's been so lovely to actually meet a few of our listeners recently, hasn't it? We met them at, you know, the pop show, the 90s Baby Pop Tour.
Had to be there. Our girls, the 411, was performing. Had to show love.
And I mean, the event itself was so much fun, pure pop fun. One of my absolute highlights of 2022. Amazing to see the 411 do their thing, all the other acts, and spend it with you, David. And yeah, meet some of our lovely listeners there was lovely. Seen them recently at the RVT. Someone that said hello to me at the Ali and AJ concert.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Just been so lovely to meet a few of you. I will say, I think I'll never get used to it. I think I will always appear caught off guard, but it is always so lovely to meet you guys. And thank you for saying hello when you do see us out and about.
So JB, look, we've had quite a year.
Tell me about it, girl.
You've actually reminded me that Christmas is coming, and doing this episode at this moment, I'm kind of like, okay, like, let's take a moment. Let's just be like, hey, we've done great this year. Let's celebrate. And what better way to celebrate 2022 than going all the way back to 2005, right? As we do.
Absolutely. And this is kind of like the Woolworths free Christmas gift with purchase to our last episode, if you will. You know, in late September, we released Girls Aloud Part 3, the Chemistry album. This is by no means Girls Aloud Part 4, but it is your sort of 3.5. It's your Christmas gift with purchase, limited edition Christmas special.
You know what? I know you guys love Girls Aloud because it came up in our Spotify stats as our most listened to episode of the year. So we know that we're not reinventing the wheel here. And we've seen your comments on Instagram. We've seen your comments on Twitter. We have so much to get to in 2023.
I mean, girlies, you won't believe who David's messaged me saying he wants to jump straight into. We're not giving anything away here.
I'm ready for Hilary Duff. Oh. I am ready for Hilary Duff.
They are, you know, it's Christmas. It's time for Girls Aloud. We're celebrating the love. It's 20 years of Girls Aloud, and this is the time to jump into it. So it is a little bit different today. We're going to get in the Christmas party mode. As we said, we're going to talk through the Girls Aloud Christmas bonus disc for Chemistry, and then we are going to do a bit of a recap and talk about ITV's Christmas Mania 2005, hosted by Girls Aloud. Kind of a first for us on Right Back At Ya, so we will see how that goes. But, you know, if you want, guys, get the Baileys out, or if you're wrapping up some presents, just strap in and let's get into Christmas party mode. But before we do all that, Let's give each other a gift for ourselves, David. And can we read out some lovely five-star reviews? Let's do not one, but two in a pure Boxing Day January sales, buy one, get one free style.
Thank you guys so, so much. I'm going to read one here. The title is A Celebration of Fine Pop. Yes, we'll take it. This one's by Pop Fan Luke. From Apple Podcasts in Great Britain. So hello. So he goes, I discovered this amazing podcast earlier this year after Richie Anderson raved about it on Radio 2. Shout out Richie. I mean, Strictly King.
Strictly Darling. Thank you so much, Richie, for your love and support for the podcast. It absolutely means the world to us.
It goes, immediately I took a back catalogue deep dive into David and Joel's impressive body of work. Oh. That's another reference to something we say all the time. My favourite episodes have included the solo Spice Girls, S Club 7, Steps and the Sugar Babes. I love learning about random facts relating to the artists and songs from my youth. Who knew Tina from S Club 7 was an original Mystique member?
I mean, darling, we tell you facts. I don't think any of them are random.
Joel's impressions of Jerry, Heidi Range and Cheryl have me crying with laughter. Keep up the great work, guys. P.S., will you please cover the Honeys, Louise, and Ellie Campbell in future episodes?
Three of my absolute faves there, Luke. So look, they're on the list. They are on the list. Oh, what a lovely review. Thank you so much, Luke, for listening to us and getting us. I mean, that's the joy of the internet and what we do is you guys find us and get us, you know. I think we all live in a world that maybe in a day-to-day, everyone we surround ourselves may love us and not completely understand us, but here is the place where we can truly be ourselves, you know?
And you guys get us, yeah.
You guys get us.
And we get you.
And we get you. So I'm going to read out one. It is called Stunning. Two exclamation Stunning. Points, open bracket, spoken in a Kimberly Walsh accent, close brackets. Five stars. So much fun and an absolute laugh out loud journey through Naughty's Pop featuring so many of our pop faves. Fun fact, Kylie and I were born in the same hospital here in Melbourne, so I'm sure we slept in the same crib or something. Pops on light years. That is from Xenomania fan in Australia. Thank you so much. I should have done it in an Australian accent, too little too late, but thank you. Imagine that, being born in the same hospital as Kylie Ann Minogue.
We love our Aussie listeners. We did a Young Divas episode. We've done Pop Stars Australia. So, you know, the love for Australia is so real. And actually, what's lovely is, JB, a lot of our friends and listeners here in the UK have gotten to discover Young Divas and, you know, our Aussie pop stars through the show. So I feel like we're doing a bit of a cultural exchange and
we absolutely are.
This is lovely. And thank you for listening in Australia. Thank you.
Davo, my favorite ones are when you introduced me to Aussie artists. I actually had a dream about the Young Divas not too long ago. It was so, I'm having such random dreams at the moment. Me and you were going on a plane. I'll try and do it really quickly because it was a long, long dream. Me and you were on a flight and Emily from the Young Divas was on the flight. So I was like, oh my God, Emily's on this flight. And then the flight attendants go, we are doing a live stream to the Young Divas reunion and Q&A in Australia, which was the rest of the Young Divas and not Emily. And drama. She was fuming. No one had told her about
absolutely
this.
Absolutely fuming.
So the other girls did a performance and then they said, right, now we're going to do a Q&A. And they handed out microphones on the plane and our questions were going straight to them in Australia. And I put my hand up and I said, it's not a question, but Paulini, I just need to tell you that I love firemen.
What about Emily sat on the plane with us?
I know, it was really awkward.
But you had to get that shower.
I had to get the shower. I had to.
Call 911.
And then we had to do an emergency landing in Brisbane.
To get Emily to the press conference, right?
not because of that, but yeah. And then I was trying to get in touch with our friend of big nostalgic energy because he's in Brisbane. So I was like, right, well, if we're there, let's try and party. He was ignoring us, Dave-o. It was such a strange dream, but I absolutely loved it.
That is an incredible dream.
That is your impact on me, you know, the Young Divas taking over my dreams.
So guys, listen, 2023, we are manifesting a Young Divas reunion of some sort. But make sure you include our M.
There's no Young Divas reunion without Emily. That voice, come on.
Yeah, come on. Okay.
So, David, let's start talking about this Christmas chemistry disc.
There was a limited edition bonus disc with 8 Christmas songs on Girls Aloud's Chemistry album. And it's, you know, Christmas music. It's a mix of covers and originals, very much done in the vein of Girls Aloud's sound with Xenomania. So this is a moment for us.
Now, before we even get into the tracks, first things first, we must talk about this legendary artwork.
I wish I had this on a poster. Like, this needs to be my Christmas card every year.
I know. This needs to be framed. It is, like, it needs to be blown up huge and framed. It is stunning. It also feels like it's the mood board for Christmas when we lived with James and Bjorn. Like, it just gives me the vibes of that in the best
but
way.
But not as glamorous.
No,
yeah.
Us wasn't as glamorous, unfortunately.
We didn't have a mid-century style kitchen. It was a tiny kind of late 80s, early 90s style kitchen with lots of wooden cabinets. And it didn't look as camp as Girls Aloud's one.
No, in our minds it did, though. The girls are in the kitchen, or what I imagine is a kind of kitchen lounge hybrid, because we've got a big tree in there, dining room table and kitchen. We've got our Kim at the bottom of the tree with a prezi.
She's just, you know, wrapping up the presents, last minute wrappings and everything, getting her shit done.
Got to get the bows looking absolutely lovely. Do you know what I mean, David? And then we've got our Sarah sat at the table with a tray of, I'm going to say they're mince pies. Do you know what they are specifically?
I mean, I need to zoom in, but they could be gingerbread men or something or other, but our girl Sarah.
Other Christmas foods are available.
Yes, that's right. Our girl Sarah is really the focus of this shot because everyone's kind of in like kind of blacks, whites, our Kimbo's in red, but Sarah's in this really festive kind of green dress with a red bra underneath. And I feel like all eyes is on Sarah in this picture.
In
the
center.
Just the composition of this, she's really stealing the spotlight here and it's just looking very kind of glamorous. A little bit sexy and ready to party.
Absolutely gorgeous. And then we've got Cheryl and Nicola pulling a big cracker, which, let me tell you, Dave-o, I've looked at this artwork a lot, and it wasn't until yesterday that I realised they were pulling a cracker.
Yeah, I think it's because the kind of pinks and reds around the cracker blends in with the background so well. And also because it's shot for an album cover, right? They couldn't give you a regular size cracker. They had to do one for effect. So you're not expecting a cracker to be that size, but because it's for a picture, it is. So stunning. But, you know, they've got their little aprons on. They've been mucking about in the kitchen as well with Nadine. So,
and speaking of Nadine, we've got Nadine holding a turkey on a baking tray, which is just...
That is giving Desperate Housewives, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know those old Desperate Housewives promos where they're like looking really dolled up and glamorous in a gown and stuff, cooking in the kitchen. That's what Nadine is giving. It's like, no way are you basting a turkey in a white dress. Like, you get all the splatters and a sauce on you, girl. No apron and nothing.
Derry's Desperate Housewives, you know. And then we have some Christmas stockings in the background, but they are high heel boots instead of your traditional boot.
Camp. Love it.
So, as you said, David, this is 8 tracks and we have 4 covers, 4 originals. The originals are all by Xenomania, but we have some very interesting alter egos in the credits here. First and foremost, we have Holly Bush.
No relation to George W.
Not that we know of.
S. Claus, which is K-L-A-W-S. Henry Mistletoe. Beth Lahem. And then this is what I assume is Girls Aloud. Festive Gifts. Because it's plural, I kind of assume it's more of a collective. So I assume it's all five girls.
And then we also have Yule Log as well.
Oh, iconic. JB, what would your Christmas songwriting pseudonym be?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now. What about Rude Off? Like Rudolph?
Oh, he's a rude boy.
Yeah. What would yours be?
I think mine would be Crumping Krampus.
Oh.
You know the German folklore demon, the Krampus?
Yeah.
But like a crumping one. Because, you know, I'm into a bit of R&B.
Edgy.
Edgy.
Krampus on the dance floor.
Yeah.
A crunk Krampus. Oh, that would be our edgy Christmas album.
Oh, yeah. Keep an eye out for that, guys. Yeah.
2023, stocking fillers at Tesco. Anyway, speaking of stocking fillers at Tesco, let's kick off with track one. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. It's a cover originally by Wizard. But to me, this is now the definitive version. Banger. Well, I wish it could be Christmas every day.
It's actually in exploration of this disc that I realized the song choices that Girls Aloud and Xenomania made for this Christmas disc. It's all very classic, British, almost kind of pub rocky vibe. Mm. And I mean, I've known this song for as long as time, but I think it's only after living in England for quite a number of years that I kind of associate this song with very much British culture. Do you think this is a very British Christmas song?
Yeah, this whole disc makes you feel like it encapsulates a British Christmas. Like the original tracks make me feel like I'm back in Essex. Like the whole disc, it just feels like a regional Christmas in England. It really just captures it. So yeah, this is such a British Christmas song. But yeah, the whole disc is. Now, David, I have a question for you. I don't wish it could be Christmas every day. I think it would be too expensive and my liver wouldn't be able to cope. Do you wish it would be Christmas every day?
I would like for it to be Christmas every day for a week.
Oh,
because I feel like things just kind of wrap up too quickly. Like I feel like, okay, Boxing Day is cool, but it's kind of like, it feels like things are already winding down. But if I could just get it for a week, 7 days, just, you know, give me Craig David style 7 days of Christmas. I would be happy.
That writes itself for your Christmas album, David. That is like...
by the Crumping Krampus.
Yeah. 7 days of Christmas. Boxing Day's cool, but it's already winding down. You know, fabulous. For me, I like that 7 days. That's very respectable. But I would actually like it maybe twice a year.
Oh, yeah. So like a summer Christmas.
Summer Christmas and a winter Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
Let the bells ring out for Christmas.
Yeah, when it's 100 degrees, yeah.
There you go. And then we can just do a cultural exchange, like Danny and Kylie can come over in the British summer for Christmas here and then go and perform in the Australia, you know, December when it's summer over there. So you've got 100 degrees.
Be booked twice a year. Yeah, exactly. Why miss out on being booked at the end of the year when you could be booked twice for Christmas? Get that check. We can spread out the Christmas albums, right? We don't need this, you know, sudden rush of everything coming out at the end of the year. You know, we could have a summer Christmas album release. Let's take the pressure off Q4 a little. So yeah, we could have two Christmas number ones, a summer Christmas number one and an OG Christmas number one, like a winter edition. Come on, guys. Come on, music industry.
Come on, Christmas world. Come on, Hallmark and other
corporate things. Come on, Fortnum and Masons. Yeah.
Let's figure this shit out. Come on. Anyway, shall we move on to track number two? It's our first original track of the disc. I Want to Kiss You So, Christmas in a Nutshell. I want to kiss you so, like no one's done before. Now, this opens up with, I like going out on Christmas Eve. If Santa needs a helper, why should it be me? Why should it be me? I like dancing the night away and waking up to jingle bells on Christmas Day. This is a girlie's going out on Christmas Eve.
This is a bachelorette's Christmas anthem. And you know what? As I was listening to that, I think about my flatmate getting ready for Christmas, the roast and everything. I'm like, why should it be me? Like, I'm off. Get that fire exit door. I'm off. I'm off to the pub.
What is wrong with me?
What I really like about it is that it follows very nicely from I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. It's got the similar kind of pub rocky vibe. And if you didn't tell me this was an original Girls Aloud song, I would have thought it was some sort of forgotten Christmas song by some random 70s rock band that had a minor hit. Yeah, it just doesn't. It sounds like a classic British pub rock Christmas song, don't you think?
Yeah, I get it now. It's not what first came to my mind, but yeah, I absolutely love that. It makes me feel, you know, all the lyrics, that it really talks you through this journey, that it makes me feel like I'm back in Romford, growing up, watching my older sisters do their thing, going out the night before Christmas, being hungover Christmas morning. You know, as the girls say in the song, Christmas ain't fun if your heart don't feel young. And then in a classic Xenomania Girls Aloud lyric, bish bash bong woo.
Do you think we could have like a 2022 rewrite with Bing Bang Bong?
Oh, the mashup. That's with, what would be fabulous.
With the Drag Race UK queens. Yeah, they need to do a remake of this.
Well, look, maybe Christmas 2023, that could be the breakout hit Christmas single. Do we even have like a Race for Christmas number one in the same way anymore? I couldn't even tell you what the contenders
are this
year. I
feel like
it's
that bloke that does all the kind of sausage roll songs, like Lad Baby or something.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting as back in our day here in the noughties, is it?
Give me back Bob the Bloody Builder, I'll take that. Do you know what I mean?
And a bit of Crazy Frog, you know what I mean?
Oh, we'll get there, David.
Oh, will we? Oh, okay.
We'll get there later. Absolutely fabulous. What a way to open it with an original track, or, you know, as David says in high praise, I thought it was a lost 70s minor hit. So let's move on to Jingle Bell Rock, originally by Bobby Helms, but it's been covered many times over the years, including Hilary Duff for her 2002 Christmas album, Santa Claus Lane, and most recently, Lindsay Lohan for her Christmas movie, Falling for Christmas. What a bright time, the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle hearts, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. A mix and mingle in a jingle and beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Rock, it is so famously intertwined with the Mean Girls scene. I think Girls Aloud should have recreated the Mean Girls scene for a promo video moment for this album and this bonus disc. Imagine how much the gays and the girlies would have eaten that up.
And who would be the mum? Who would be the ma'am with a camcorder in the audience? do you reckon?
We could do Davina in a throwback to Pop Stars The Rivals.
Appropriate, deserved.
Or Jerry, you know, also in a throwback to...
You know what I mean?
Do you know what, girls? You know, like, we could do, like, the Mean Girls. And I could be, like, the mom, you know, with the camera. Like, you know, because it's, you know, like, I birthed you, you know. do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so proud of you girls, honestly. So, yeah, I think that would be fabulous. Or we could have done with it as in like a skit of what we're about to talk to a bit later on. But alas, we didn't get that. But what a fabulous cover nonetheless.
I think Jingle Bell Rock is one of the most accessible and fun Christmas classics. You know, in a lot of ways, you can dress it up in a kind of jazzy way, or you can do it with a bit of guitars and stuff. And for me, listening to this on the Chemistry bonus disc is a nice kind of connection to the main album, because this song has more of a American rockabilly sense to it. So it really ties in very nicely with Biology. Waiting, Watch Me Go. So it kind of feels like, yeah, it belongs with the main album. So I kind of get why they went with this arrangement. Yeah.
I think this is the only cover on here that you think would be on there. When you think, yeah, okay, Girls Aloud, Christmas album covers, this is the only one that delivers the stereotype of what you'd imagine on there.
Exactly.
Fun, yeah, party Christmas song. And I think, you know, it's a great arrangement. All the girls sound fantastic. But that What a Bright Time section is so perfect for Sarah's voice. She can shine there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's move on. Not tonight, Santa.
Not tonight.
Maybe tomorrow, but not tonight.
Boxing Day. Not tonight, babes.
Gotta get a minute, gotta get you on your own. Your baby sister's sleeping and your daddy's on the phone. I'm sure you had something hot you want to give to me. And not another pair of socks from underneath the tree. Ooh, ooh, you give me something I could never get from Santa Claus. Baby, ooh, ooh, I'll let you peep inside my stocking if you show me your...
This is my favourite of the original tracks.
Oh, I was going to say, this is my favourite Girls Like Christmas Tree song as well.
This is the bop. As I said in the intro, it features the lyrics, I'll let you peep inside my stocking if you show me yours. Now, it's interesting that you said on the last track, Davo, that you think that ties up with Chemistry, because to me, this is the most Chemistry-sounding Christmas track. This is the actual Christmas continuation of the album and what you expect from the original tracks on the disc.
I think it's just so in the element of what we know Girls Aloud to deliver, in the way that it's cheeky, it's sort of coming of age, but also you could play this in a family setting in a lounge room and it's not offensive, it's not too rude. It's playful, you know, in a way that No Good Advice was kind of a middle finger up to your parents and stuff. This has that sort of rebellious spirit that we know Girls Aloud to do.
But it could still end up on Barbie's Christmas Volume 7 or something if they needed it to.
The explicit version. The After Dark version.
That's what they should do for the Greta Gerwig Barbie film that's coming out next year. Just like, you know, like sort of Kim Petras, that like sugary sweet Barbie adjacent music, but is literally like Treat Me Like a Slut. You know, stuff that's like what we loved then, but with like the edge of like, you know, Barbie doing coke off Santa's dick, that kind of situation.
Oh my God, sorry, JB. Everyone. Apologies to anyone that's listening with their mums in their car right now.
Sorry, driving mums over and dads.
Sorry, mums and dads.
Look, it's just conceptual, you know? Anyway, no more further said on that.
That image is in my head now. I'm sorry. That was a wholesome episode.
This is a Christmas classic. Sorry, David. And just to say also on this track, it was featured in Netflix's 2021 gay rom-com Single All The Way. Talk about gay rights.
Okay, perfect sync. That paid for a few of, you know, Nadine's Waitrose deliveries that year for Christmas, I bet.
Got the big shop in. went from sort of Sauvignon Blanc to Chablis in the order that year.
Funny how that changes. Yeah.
Oh, it's just a bit of Chablis. So let's move on to track five, White Christmas. Now, David Lim, I'll be honest with you, because I always am. This is not a favourite Christmas song of mine.
It's not giving.
I'll accept the Girls Aloud version.
The first four songs, I feel like this is more of a lullaby. You've had too much to eat and drink. You're nearly passed out on the couch. This feels like a lullaby lulling you to sleep. And they've not reinvented a wheel or done anything interesting with this, you know, because White Christmas could be that song where you really show off your vocals. And I'm not saying the girls don't sound great. They all sound amazing. But the arrangement is so linear for this song, isn't it? There's no harmonies. There's no real depth to it. It's literally all five girls, you all five sing a different line. But what I really am impressed with is how well they blend into each other. Mm. When you're listening to this, you have to kind of pause for a minute to be like, okay, who's singing which part? And who's this right now? Because they blend so well into each other. That is a work of art.
I mean, print that and put it on the poster. A work of art, David
Look
Lim.
Look at me. I'm like now turning around to be a White Christmas Girls Aloud stan. I found a way to appreciate the work.
And now I have too. And anyway, I, or maybe us, might be alone in being the ones not loving the song, the original track.
It does seem like, do we need this? Considering everything else is so exciting, but I would take this as a come down.
Once you've, you know, done the
just snorted coke off Santa's dick.
That is the White Christmas.
Sorry, mums and dads. Oh my god, we are so naughty. We are very cheeky.
We've not even had a drink. We've not even had a book's fizz.
Exactly. I'm here drinking green tea. Oh my god, we're so bad. Sorry, mums and dads.
I mean, look, we're not doing 20 years of Willa Ford's Dear Santa, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. That would be the vibe.
Oh, my
she
God.
She wants to be bad. That's next year's Christmas special sorted. Anyway, David, God, you're so naughty. Let's move on to track six. Now, even though White Christmas at track five, don't love, it did nicely segue into Count the Days. Is it Count the Days or Counting the Days?
Count the Days.
It segues so lovely into Count the Days. Now, this is a gorgeous, slow, original number. It's not quite 100% sad and somber at Christmas, but it's getting there. It's more sad and somber light at Christmas. It's very patiently waiting at Christmas.
All over town, people running around. They got stars in their eyes. Hurrying home.
You know, I love a sad Christmas song. I've got a whole playlist of wistful Christmas songs that's designed to, you know, when you're by yourself staring out the window as the snow falls. And that is exactly what Count the Days is giving. What I really love about this song is how beautiful Nadine and Nicola's vocals sound. I mean, all the girls sound beautiful, but I feel like it's a very Nadine, Nicola song.
Absolutely. You know, it's reminiscent to their solo tracks that we get the feel of on Chemistry.
Yeah, so
You know, I think they could all be in the same world. I think this is a Lost Girls Aloud Christmas classic, if I'm honest. I think there's a world where this could have been the Christmas single over See the Day.
We don't want to be haters of See the Day. We've said our point on the last episode, but I would gratefully have this as a single over See the Day.
Even our lovely pal Adam of the Allowed podcast, You Can't Mistake the Anthology, said, you know, they release See the Day and they don't give you any Christmas B-sides or Christmas double A-side, not even on the single, when they've got a whole Christmas album sat there waiting, you know, that needs the push, needs the promo. It's just very interesting choice to sort of create this disc and then let it sit there quietly in a way.
And I had a look on eBay earlier today because I've got the normal version.
Okay. Friend's fear, he's been eBaying again. You're going to log on and you're going to be like, eBay's blocked. I'm going to get your IP address blocked from going on eBay.
I was curious, JB. I just wanted to see how much it was going for. And there are a few copies left of this limited in edition disc. Yeah, it's like £2 something, but other people are selling it for like 20 quid, 30, 40 quid. I was like, are you crazy? But yeah, that kind of
when
says,
you say, you know, other people, are these like gays at the back of Two Brewers, like, I'll sell you this for 20 quid? Or...
Can you imagine that?
That's the start of like your Christmas special, but you learn to like not talk to strangers. It's like an after school special, David Lim's BBC Christmas special. Do you want this Christmas Girls Aloud CD? Oh yeah, brilliant. Anyway, there's Signature Girls Aloud that's like Biology Sound of the Underground, and then there's the other side of Signature Girls Aloud, which I feel like this touches on and approaches.
It's giving vocals, it's giving moments, yeah, and all the feels.
But anyway, Daddy told me, let's move on to the last original track of the disc, and that is track 7, Christmas Round at Howe's. This really is a British Christmas in one song.
I love it. All the references, Panto, Soggy Sprouts, Toffee. It paints you a picture, and I love that.
Does the lyrics of this whole song need to be framed, or this song could be adapted into a Christmas special? It's boring at Christmas. I'm no kid anymore. I'm too old for the Panto and too young for the sauce, which is interesting because all of Girls Aloud were over 18 by this point.
Yeah, but I feel like similar to when they released No Good Advice, you know their audience is a little bit young, and I'm all for the kind of, it's almost like when Britney had I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. This is Girls Aloud's Christmas version of that. That sort of in-between phase where you're not a kid anymore. You're still sort of excited by Christmas, but I don't know. It's just like you don't quite know. You're not on the grown-ups table yet.
I'm not a Rabina, not yet a red wine.
Yes, not...
Yeah, and I actually think this disc, especially the original tracks, really do, you know, they are tracks for like 14 to 18 year old girls. Like, you know, it's for the gays, full stop. But if you want to listen to the lyrics, it really, yeah, you've nailed it on the head. It's because like, we've either got like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside in terms of Christmas tracks, and we don't have It's Boring at Christmas, I'm No Kid Anymore, I'm Too Old for the Panto and Too Young for the Sauce. Grandma's had the best of all the sweets, picking toffee out her teeth. She says she could have been a beauty queen. Like, we can all picture that Nan sat there.
That. Yeah.
You know, sat there watching the telly. I could have done that. You know, oh, I know her cousin's best friend married Bill, blah, blah, blah. She got on the telly. I could have been a beauty queen, you know.
It's real.
It's real. And even to have that lyric, it's boring at Christmas, because it's such a sugar-coated time of year that's meant to be amazing, exciting. And it is all those things. But it can also be really boring, like just sat around. You know, there's those down times where you're sat around. Da, da, da.
And you're out of your element. You're not with your friends. I totally get that. And yeah, there are not enough songs about that, which is why I really appreciate this. Do you still stand by Count the Days as needing to be a Christmas single? Or do you think this should have been the Girls Aloud Christmas single? Because I think this would have really resonated.
I think in terms of timeless Girls Aloud music, Count the Days is the one.
Okay.
But in terms of a moment in time, Christmas Round at Owls could have been it. Maybe more in the previous album, it would have been a good single. We were like, that bridge of like between Biology and then like the next album, we were really sort of raising the bar a bit. Yeah, a Christmas single around What Will the Neighbours Say?
This could have been it. Because it was still in that kind of feisty stage.
You know, like it could have fit in with like Jumps, you know, The Show, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
Peter, Lorraine, Adam, we're available to work at Fascination. Come on.
Get on that time machine. Let's go back. Yeah.
And then we're closing with a song that I guess feels mandatory in a way to close out this kind of thing. Merry Xmas, everybody. Now, if it was on mine, it would have been retailed to Merry XXXmas, everybody.
The Will of Ford version.
I just want to be bad. Now, again, if I'm completely honest, I think they could have picked better covers for this album. I would have, you know what I'm like, I'm pop as a clock, bops a clock. I could have done with Jingle Bell Rock times four. Mm. But these are kind of very family British classics, as you've rightly pointed out. What I do love on this track is I love Nicola's line. It sort of all goes a little bit electro-y. And what would you do when your daddy sees your mummy kissing Santa Claus? Like, it just has a bit of edge to it, you know?
The only thing I wish about this version by Girls Aloud is that I didn't want the vocals to be so polished and rehearsed. I kind of want them to sound a bit more leery. Like, come on, let's turn...
You want Girls Aloud at the pub.
I want it to feel like it was recorded at karaoke towards the end of the night. I really want guest vocals on this. I wish they had snuck in, like, and not announced it on the disc, but, like, if fans listen carefully, is that Amel Baraba singing in the background? Is that Jerry? Is that Keith Lemon? Like,
not Keith Lemon, David.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. It will be fun. This is a disc for everyone, as we said.
Yes.
So let's sneak in lots of like vocal cameos in there and see if people can pick out.
Interesting that you say that, because the It's Christmas does not sound like any of the girls.
I know. Someone was a bit off the tits. Yeah.
Sounds like Melanie C a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Hiya, girls.
Just been doing the Christmas shopping. Do you want me to come and do a bit of It's Christmas on your track?
You know, I'm really good at doing the high notes, I am.
Yeah, it would have been fabulous if it was actually our Mel. You know, we adore Melanie Chisholm. But no, it was just an odd moment. I'm not sure who that was. But yes, so for me, it's definitely the originals that stand out and shine on this. But it's really, really good fun. I'm so happy that we have this disc. I would have loved the covers to be a little bit more Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man This Christmas, a la Young, the Young Divas.
Right.
But wouldn't you have loved that, Devo?
I would have loved it. I guess we're at this point where chemistry has more of a rock rockabilly kind of edge to it. If it was, like you said, the album before, where imagine it with the same beat as Jump and The Show, grinding electro beats. Oh, bring me a man. Nadine going off on that note. Bring me a man. Kimber, I need a man.
Dear Santa. we would have been living. And thanks to the Young Divas, we still are. Now, David, I will just say, though, what I am really glad they didn't do, and I'm very proud of Polydor for not doing this, I'm glad they didn't slap on a Sound of the Underground 2005 mix or something like that at the end of the album, in terms of, you know, when that can feel a bit desperate, in terms of, you know, we had this huge Christmas number one, let's put a new version on it. They were strong, they were confident, they absolutely did not need to do that, and I'm glad they didn't.
Mm.
Well, that was the Christmas disc of Chemistry. everyone, pour yourself another glass of Bailey's, get that mulled wine going, pull the cracker, and let's dive into Christmas Mania 2005.
Hi, we're Girls Aloud, wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a very Happy New Year.
I want to take you right back to ITV 2005, classic television. This was a priority VHS record for me. So Christmas Mania was a Christmas special from 2005, hosted by Girls Aloud, with performances from them and some very special guests. It originally aired at 5:40 p.m. on Saturday, December the 17th, 2005 on ITV before the X Factor final, David.
Oh
my
God.
Shane Ward was crowned the winner with his single, which we all know, That's My Girl.
My Shane. My boy.
If you haven't seen it, guys, we'll be talking through it, which I'm sure will be descriptive enough for you. But there are clips and the full program are on YouTube for you.
It looked like it was
watch.
Recorded on a potato. So, you know.
Yeah, there are some high quality clips. But then the full thing is, you know, yes, it gives you that VHS quality of back in the day, David.
It's VHS, it's potato HD, it's fine. You get the vibe.
So Radio Times listed the programme as Sarah Harding, Nadine Coyle, Cheryl Tweedy, Nicola Roberts and Kimberly Walsh, a.k.a. Girls Aloud, host unashamed festive frolics with an array of stars. The girls themselves will be performing Jingle Bell Rock and I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, plus Lee Ryan, Free Faller, Il Divo, The Choir Boys, and presenters from GMTV will be singing their own renditions of classic Yuletide tunes. Now, I've got to say, we are not here for the Liz McClan and Erasure Radio Times.
Excuse me. That was rude, Radio Times. I mean, unless she was like a top name that was confirmed later on, they'd already gone to print.
Other than hosts, Girls Aloud, you could have knocked out any of those four.
Yeah. Actual Liz deserved to be second billing to Girls Aloud.
Yeah. Top guest billing, second billing after the headline act.
Yeah, Radio Times, please edit that. Thank you.
I would like to go back you to edit your 2005 print copy, please. So we open with Girls Aloud coming out of a giant Christmas cracker. Maybe it's the one from the photo shoot earlier that's had a Cinderella moment and gone huge. They come.
I believe in Christmas magic. Yes,
exactly. They come out of the cracker to sing Jingle Bell Rock. Now, this is the energy of a family performance on Christmas Day in the best way. I mean, I'm sure this is probably what me and Kylie probably looked like on Christmas Day that year, trying to perform for the Babington household. Nice to get a visual moment of one of the tracks that we've heard.
It's clear that's the theme of red and black, right? Because even though their outfits are in red completely, there's the accents of black, you know, ribbon here or something in black. But Nicola, because she's a redhead, couldn't be the one in a red dress. She had to be in a black dress. She was in a sexy black dress with a red belt. So I really love that combination that, you know, everyone looks very well styled. It's not all a uniform, but they've thought about it.
And it's kind of like the Christmas re-shelling of the biology looks in a way.
Yes, because it's a similar shape, those dresses. And for the second song they do, which is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, that dress shape, very Audrey Hepburn-esque. Again, we've seen that kind of silhouette with the biology music video, but this is a Christmas edition.
So then we have the girls introduce the show. I need a clip of Cheryl saying, "The fabulous Liz McLaren." I need that available to me at all times. Look, Radio Times may have missed out, Liz, but Cheryl Tweedy certainly did not. We then cut to a VT mashup of What Does Christmas Mean to Us? What's the telltale signs that it's on the way? So, David, I want to ask you, what gives you that Christmas feeling and what does it mean to you?
You know, JB, like, it's been such a busy year for us here, and watching this episode was actually my first Christmas feeling of this year.
Aww.
Genuinely, like, if you didn't send me this clip and we weren't recording this right now at this point, I would have still been rumbled. There's no tree up in my flat as yet. This episode is conjuring Christmas for me in 2022. Yeah.
We also have a Right Back At You Christmas playlist, listeners. Just
evergreen.
You
know. All times. Yeah.
So what for poor you? David, he really is. David is living out the lyric, "It's boring at Christmas" at the moment.
At the moment. But as we get along deeper into December, I'll be more into the festive vibes. But yeah, what about you? What conjures Christmas for you?
What we have here, we have the iconic Blue Peter presenter, Katie Hill, say it's smelling the Christmas tree. Mm. And we have Liz McLarnon saying, "I think baubles are very important." Now, to me, I don't know. I think it's the Christmas parties, isn't it? It's the getting together with friends, having a great time. It's actually, there's so much pressure on the day, but it is the moment that we get to celebrate before Christmas, the build up to. One of my favorite ever pre-Christmas memories is when me and you went to go and see Louise, and then we went to GAY late after. Like, and you know, it was like Christmas Eve Eve. I think it was December 23rd.
Was that late? Wow.
It was literally, and it was that late because I fell asleep in GAY late, remember?
I remember that bit. I didn't realize at what point of the year it was, but yeah.
Classic JB.
But you know what? They played S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving, and you resurrected. Was that
that
night?
It was S Club Party, actually.
Oh, my God.
And he had risen.
I didn't realize that was so close to Christmas. Yeah. That was a Christmas miracle.
So that is one of my favorite ever Christmas memories of recent times. But yeah, it's just those build up in the year. Like when you start having mulled wine, I think it's when you I know it's really basic, but when you go, "Oh, it's my first mulled wine of the year." Like it is stuff like that.
I must say though, I've lived in the UK now for 9 years. It hits different when it's Christmas here because the decorations go up. You know, you walked out Oxford Street, Lower Regent Street, and the decorations are up. You go past Fortnum and Mason's and it's all festive. And winter, having like a wintry Christmas, it just feels right. So I always feel like whenever the decorations go up in the high streets and I walk past, I'm like, oh, wow, like I am in England for Christmas. Like it just feels really special. Like it feels really deluxe.
The world out there, whoever's listening, we need David Lim to star in a gay remake of The Holiday. That's what that is saying to me. Around this point in the program, they're also talking about panto. And David, I have to ask you, have you yet to see a panto?
No,
I know last time I asked you hadn't.
This year is going to be my panto debut.
Have you got
honey.
Tickets?
No, I need to get one. I'm going to go to the one at the RVT, I feel. I need to support the RVT.
Can I come?
Yeah, of course. I haven't got my tickets yet. Let's get our tickets. Let's go together.
Let's go. You let me know. I think a lot of your pals and my pals will want to go. Let's see if we can do a group thing.
Let's do it. Yeah. So, okay. Be there for my panto.
Live stream it. David's panto debut reaction reveal.
Oh my God. No reactions, please. Because the last time we were at the RVT.
Speaking of Christmas, I mean, that's very.
Yeah. Oh my God. So
classic.
The last time Joel and I were out, recently at Push the Button at RVT, the lovely DJ, and I feel like it might be our friend Sean Kitchener at this point behind the decks, played Michelle McManus's song. Her winner's single, right?
Her winner's single, All This Time.
The JB was going off.
I thought I'd forgotten the title there and I was disappointed in myself.
He was going off, singing every word, living in a moment, as was a lot of people in the room. And my friend Nick, aka Live Love Levine, as a lot of you listeners will know, was filming that. And the camera panned me in a corner, just looking confused.
It's the best ever.
Because I was
it
like,
is so good.
I don't know this song. I think I know it. But
he doesn't know.
But I don't know the lyrics. So I'm very like confused as to why everyone's living in that moment. And I was obviously a bit drunk. So thus the confused face.
Yeah, thank God Nick captured that moment. Absolutely fan-bloody-tastic. And I had actually forgotten that song was played at all. So when he posted the next day, I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this. That is amazing. And then your reaction, getting a reminder of that and video proof. Oh, chef's kiss. Sean's done God's work by playing the track. Nick's done God's work by capturing the moment. Iconique. So then we then move on to the girls introducing our surprise of the show, which is the GMTV presenters performing their version of Wham's Last Christmas. Now, David, this is giving when the EastEnders cast do a musical number for children in need. What were your thoughts of this moment?
I find it really funny because I've met Richard Arnold and Kate Garraway, and I think at some point Andrea McLean as well. And I think it's just funny to see them in a kind of early noughties light, like, because I only know of these people when I moved to the UK and started working in the industry. So it's just funny to see old footage of these people and be like, oh my God, like, you've been around for such a long time. And the sketches are so off the time. Like, we don't see that kind of stuff now, sadly, do we?
No, I feel, well, we kind of see it hopefully more in an elevated way. Or this has both heavy auto tune and maybe guest vocals. And it's interesting that this is kind of the only moment in the special where we have that kind of like skit recreation outside of the studio, like the only thing with costumes and visuals. We don't have any other sketches in that way or recreations of other music videos in the way. Like, something that would have been really fun is if we'd had these skits of Girls Aloud recreating famous Christmas movies or something along the way, like Home Alone and other stuff like that. Yeah.
Maybe that was the kind of beginning of seeing if Girls Aloud can present. I don't know. It might have been a combination of, we don't have enough time to film all these sketches with Girls Aloud, so let's get them to be more presenters and see how they go. I think it was Kate Garraway during the live crosser was like, oh, you know, Kimberly's doing a good job with interviewing.
Oh, well, Kate, this is a bit different, isn't it? Us doing the presenting and you doing the singing. Do you think we'll see more singing from you? And then Kate, oh, no. Well, I mean, you're great at the presenting, but I don't think we'll be doing the singing anytime soon. I mean, gold, TV gold, TV gold. So then let's move on to one for the mums. We have Il Divo singing White Christmas. Now, they didn't want to do it as a duet with the girls. We know they've just recorded White Christmas.
I know. Maybe they were a bit threatened by that.
So then anyway, they do White Christmas. And then after that, Kim goes, well, that's definitely made my mum's Christmas.
Not mine, my mum's. It's for the mums and dads.
So then we move on to the next VT, and we have this one focusing on the must-have toys from Christmas.
Hilarious.
Each year. So I want to know, David, what do you have any memories from you and maybe from Sean growing up of any must-have toys that either of you had to have?
This might surprise you, JB, but I was really into action figures. I loved my Batman. I loved my Power Rangers. So any of that would have been must-have toys for Christmas. And it's funny that in this VT, they talked about Buzz Lightyear. But what about you? Like, I know you're a bit younger than me. I know you're not quite like kids with toys.
Too young for the sauce.
But still was on it.
Pre-2005, the ones that definitely stand out to me is the year of Teletubbies. Like, I had to have a Teletubby. And I did manage to get a Po, which I'm still so thankful for
Po,
to this day.
Yeah, cute.
I was a Po stan, OG Po stan. And then I really wanted a Buzz the year of Buzz and Woody. Or actually, I think I wanted a Woody. I didn't get either. It was just sold out. But then, yeah, I think by 2005, it was just what CDs and DVDs could I get my hands on? And especially, like, I loved, like, the importing these, like, you know, niche American stuff and, you know, Mandy Moore albums,
J14
magazine. I loved all the Disney Channel stuff, and because we didn't have Sky, so it was like anything on DVD I could get my hands on. That kind of stuff, 2005 was me. And then we get to our headline guest of the show. It is Elizabeth McLarnon singing the Mariah Carey classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I've got to say, get this on streaming, Liz.
You know what? It's always lovely to see our Liz singing. And I know probably there was a certain selection of songs that she had to sing from. And All I Want for Christmas by Mariah is a classic. Somebody's got to sing it. I personally would have loved to hear Liz sing another Christmas song, but it's fine. We can do with this one.
Yeah, I loved our Liz's spin on it. What Christmas song would you like to hear Elizabeth sing then?
White Christmas with Girls Aloud. That's it.
Oh, no, that would be lovely. With sack off. Well, what we could do is, no offence or dear, but we'll get rid of you. And Liz can sing a song on her own, and then that with the girls.
And then
would
the
be
medley
lovely.
Of White. Yeah, it segues into White Christmas with Girls Aloud, because I feel like all six of them together would have been like a real kind of soothing, gorgeous, classy moment, you know?
And it's really nice that in this moment, we do see Girls Aloud in the audience really loving Liz's performance, you know, having fun to the camera, singing along. So then now we're about halfway through the special and Nadine announces it's really starting to feel Christmassy. And we move on to the introduction of Lee Ryan. Now, this is such a 2005 intro. There isn't a girl alive that wouldn't want our next guest in their stocking. I mean, we really loved a man in the 2000s, didn't we? And Lee sings When a Child is Born. Lovely vocal from Lee, but I'll be honest, it is a skip from me. But he is giving real winner's single moment here.
Complete with
the
X Factor pyro. Did you see that?
I did see it. How could you miss it?
I was like, that stage is not big enough for all that pyro. I'm surprised that nothing got set on fire.
Poor Shane, they nicked some of his. They didn't have all the pyros in an hour when they needed it.
But look, Lee sounded fantastic and I really love his vocals. And let's just let it be said, Lee Ryan is an extremely underrated vocalist. I don't know about this particular Christmas song, but it kind of felt like, you know, he needed something to showcase his vocals just to remind people what a great vocalist he is. But yeah, I would have chosen a different song for Lee, but he sounded great though.
Wow, X Factor Judge David here. I will give credit. I think this is the only live performance of the show. I mean, it might have been a pre-record, but it did sound live to me. This, I loved the intro to this. It's, now there's the one thing that can really get us all through Christmas. The telly. So then we all talk about Christmas TV memories. Now, David, was there much of a culture growing up in Australia that you did all sit round the TV at Christmas? Like, it was very much the thing here in, at least in my upbringing, but I think it's a very, like, UK family thing, is it does revolve around sitting watching the TV.
I think it's a very UK family thing. Like, also, like, my family being, you know, we're Malaysian immigrants in Australia, like maybe we did things a little bit differently from a lot of Australians, but I don't remember TV being a very big fixture of Australian Christmases, except for the Boxing Day match with the cricket. Like that was a big TV thing, but actual Christmas Day, it kind of felt like, yeah, it wasn't as much revolved around the TV or in the lead up to it. Like I don't, we would have our carols by candlelight and those types of things. So the big networks in Australia would have that, but that was like maybe a few days before Christmas. So you would get that in the lead up to it.
No big Home and Away special or?
I guess there would be, but I just don't feel like we were all, it wasn't like
tuning
must watch
it.
Telly. For me, for our family anyway, like it was more about just eating and getting together with people.
Even to this day, right, in the UK, I feel like I don't watch the soaps ever. And then once a year, I'm sat there with my mum and I go, what have they been up to? Who's this? Who's that? What's been happening with them? Did they ever find out about this? Are they still a murderer? They're out of prison. How comes they're back? What's been going on? And she's like, well, and I mean, you've got to see what Sharon's up to, the solstice of the square, the femme fatale. Well, that's really interesting here. Yeah. And I mean, I was brought up by the television, so it was always just sort of a thing. And a real standout Christmas TV moment to me was the year that they showed Spice Girls live in Istanbul on the TV. For me, there's something, there'll always be the Spice Girls will be connected to Christmas. It just felt like such a moment, especially for us, our generation, it was everything. So then this concert live on, well, not live, but shown on TV.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
So next up, we have allegedly Brooklyn Beckham's favourite band, Free Falla, with their version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Yeah, that's what I think it was Sarah in her intro. It's Brooklyn Beckham's favourite band. Did you not catch that?
9-year-old Brooklyn Beckham's favourite band.
Get that on the press release. I mean, it clearly was for them to be saying it.
That's insane. I've never heard of this band before.
Well, they did a dead Rocky version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. The lead singer was previously in another short-lived boy band called Point Break in like about 99-2000. It's great for him having another moment there. And then we move on to a section about sort of stinker, cheesy Christmas singles. Now here, David, they had the cheek to include the classic Cheeky Christmas from the Cheeky Girls, which was obviously birthed from Popstars The Rivals along with Girls Aloud.
I saw that. That was a bit shady. That was a bit shady. But at least, you know, as we say in my world, any press is good press.
Any press is good press. So what I found really interesting here is that they were talking about how the Crazy Frog was the favourite to win the Christmas number one that year.
What a time.
Did you have the Crazy Frog down under?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. That was huge, yeah.
Tickets booked for the Crazy Frog World Tour.
But I think also, like, let's not forget, that was in a time of, like, buying ringtones and stuff. Do you remember? Yeah. Like, you would get a magazine and you get the codes and you would text a certain number and it would charge your mobile to, like, download a code. And if you were really savvy, you would go on the internet and find these codes for free and maybe be able to compose your own ringtones. I mean, I composed
Beethoven
my own
Blue Cantrell.
Yeah, I composed my own Blue Cantrell and my ringtones on my Nokia. So, you know.
Well, luckily, our Shane got in there and we had a rare original X Factor winner single and he smashed it with That's My Goal. Thank God.
No, beating Crazy Frog.
Put the Crazy Frog right in his place.
I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm ready that I finally thought it through. I'm not here to let your love go. I'm not giving up, oh no. I'm here to win your heart and soul. That's my goal.
So then we move on to the Choir Boys singing We're Walking in the Air, David. And we have a special appearance from Aled Jones, who's giving us a very Beyoncé with Alexandra Burke X Factor moment. Now, my question is, David, this is Christmas mania with Girls Aloud. Do we need this?
What is going on with the choir? Like, why wasn't Girls Aloud singing with the boys? Like, it just felt very just traditional and very, like, middle England.
Yeah.
But I guess that's kind of what it is. You know, I have nothing against Aled Jones. I feel like it's fine, but it could have been more fun. It could have been more. I would have loved to see more of Girls Aloud's personality and signature through this show. You know, nothing against Il Divo, nothing against Aled Jones, but I wanted it to be a bit more younger and vibier.
Even if we were going to lean into what we know as like the manias, you know, ABBA mania, disco mania, all that, we could have had a Claire Sweeney or a Denise Van Outen doing like Let It Snow or Baby It's Cold Outside.
Or Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man, our favourite.
Oh my God, Claire and DVO doing it. That would have been legendary. Claire, DVO, Martine McCutcheon and Jennifer Ellison doing Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man this Christmas. We now go to our final VT, which has tips on surviving Christmas. My top tip is drink right through it, darling. Let's just go for it. Do you have any tips on surviving Christmas, Davo?
You know, just enjoy the moment, I think. And just remember, if it's fun, if it's not fun, it's in that moment.
Very wise.
So take it the way you want to. We've all got our 9-to-5s and our lives to get back to after Christmas. So just try to enjoy it the best you can.
Much better advice from David than from myself. So do listen to that. Absolutely. And then we're going to move on to the finale, as the girls say, get the decorations out of the loft and get snogging under the mistletoe. We have our second and final performance from Girls Aloud with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, which includes a thank you of all the performers coming out on the stage. And I know it's hard to tell on the pixelated video, but there's a big choir as well.
Is
on
there?
The stage. Yes. I mean, you can't hear them, but they are there.
They were paid. They turned up.
They turned up. And we had a big finale moment from this Christmas spectacular show. I would have loved to have seen maybe one of the original tracks from the Girls Aloud disc.
Me too. And that makes me think that, like, was this recorded very, very many months in advance, that maybe the original tracks weren't locked as yet? So
probably,
they went
yeah.
with the covers. Because it's such a like prime opportunity to show off the original material you have. And we only get two songs from Girls Aloud, and they were covers.
But fabulous hosts throughout. But yeah, could have done with a skit or sketch or two and another song or two. I really loved, I hope you enjoyed watching it, David. I just thought it was a real fun look into what Christmas 2005 looked like on British TV.
Yeah, I absolutely got that. And it just made me feel very nostalgic for something I didn't have. But also, like, I think in all my years of living here, I've grown to like really appreciate the kind of warmth and the homeliness that these Christmas specials bring to British television and to people living here. And you know, these are household names. Like, seeing the GMTV people, Girls Aloud, and, you know,
and
even
the others.
and our Liz, it's warm, it's homely.
Absolutely. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed this. It's something a little bit different from us, but I think it's nice to, if you can't do it at Christmas, when can you do it, girls? You know what I mean? So, Davo, I think on that note, do you have any pop predictions, manifestations, or things you're looking forward to next year?
We've had the absolute pleasure this year of seeing, you and I, Joel, of seeing Sugar Babes live twice. What I want for 2023 is some original music by our babes. That's what I would love. What about you?
Well, in terms of what I'm definitely looking forward to is, listeners, we all know and can't believe it's finally happening, Rachel Lauren Stevens
yes.
at Hoopla. 2 days. Bring it on. And my girls Clea back together.
Yes.
Can't believe it. Like, that is going to be incredible. Probably need to book the week before and after of work just so I can like
process
and just be ready. So that obviously I cannot wait for. Well, this isn't a wild card, but we want that Atomic Kitten with Jennifer back.
Come on, Jenny.
It was teased. And then I want like something in the S Club Junior as well to happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And literally I'm not even being dramatic or silly. Us hearing Stacey sing One Step Closer live was probably the happiest I felt in all of this year. Like, that was just pure happiness.
I
that
think
moment.
It's because we've not heard it live in that way. I mean, like, when you were younger in their prime, you didn't see them live, did you?
No.
So that's what I mean. Like, we want to hear Sundown. We want to hear
Fall No More.
Oh, New Direction.
All of it.
All
Both
of
albums
it.
In full.
Yeah. Book the Royal Albert Hall. Come on, guys.
We'll host.
We are available.
We are available. All right. Well, listeners, thank you so, so much for listening to us. We wish you a wonderful holiday season. Be safe, be happy, celebrate. We wish you all the best into 2023. We hope you spend it with us and the future episodes of Right Back At You. We can't wait to do lots more incredible noughties pop fun in 2023. You have been listening to Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a lovely 5-star review, follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. You can follow me at Dr_Joel B. You can follow him at
Love Limmy.
Until the new year, bye.
Single, well, don't fall in love with an elf.